I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. Dorothy Fields and Her Life in the American Musical Theater by Kristen Stults Presley, Applause Theater and Cinema Books. She might be one of the most extraordinary composers and lyricists of the 20th century. This cool book tells about her family life, which is amazing, and her career as a Broadway composer, lyricist, producer, which is even more so. Her father was one of the kings of vaudeville as half of a comedy team in the turn of the last century. Lou Fields later became a very successful producer. He actively discouraged his youngest daughter from a career in theater while allowing his sons to have one. Eventually, Dorothy proved to her dad that she had the stuff to be a successful performer, writer, musical composer, and lyricist. Her first writing partner was Jimmy McHugh, with whom she created several standards. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, which sold more than 2 million copies in 1928, and is considered one of the songs that defined the music of the 20th century by ASCAP. On the Sunny Side of the Street in 1930, and I'm in the Mood for Love in 1935. They wrote for Broadway shows and reviews and for movies, often creating a song overnight. They even had a radio show together. Next, Dorothy wrote with the venerable Jerome Kern, I Won't Dance, from 1935. From the 1936 film Swing Time, they made The Way You Look Tonight, A Fine Romance, and Pick Yourself Up. For the movie Texas Carnival in 1951, she and Harry Warren wrote A Face Full of Wonderful Things. In 1966, for the smash Broadway musical Sweet Charity, starring her dear friend Gwen Verdon, she and Cy Coleman created Hey Big Spender and If My Friends Could See Me Now. She made music and lyrics for the Cotton Club Reviews from 1927 to 1930, 8 Broadway shows and 9 movies from 1928 to 35 with Jimmy McHugh, a 1935 film with Max Steiner, 7 films with Jerome Kern from 1935 to 52, 1 film with Oscar Levant in 1935 and 1 with Fritz Kreisler in 1936, 1 film and 3 Broadway shows with Arthur Schwartz, 1939 to 1954, a 1944 musical with Sigmund Romberg, 1 with Morton Gould in 1950, 1 film with Harry Burton in 1951, 2 films with Harold Arlen in 1951 and 53, a TV film in 57 with Burton Lane, a hit Broadway show with Albert Haig, Redhead, starring Gwen Verdon, the 1966 hit musical Sweet Charity with Cy Coleman when she was 62, and scored a film with Quincy Jones in 1968. Her career lasted 47 years, involving dozens of the top composers and lyricists of the 20th century. Her first boyfriend was Richard Rodgers. Dorothy Fields was the first woman inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She wrote librettos, including the hit Broadway musical Annie Get Your Gun. She won an Academy Award, a Tony Award, and a catalog of songs called the most important and significant of any woman ever in the history of ASCAP. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. Dorothy Fields and Her Life in the American Musical Theater by Kristen Stults Presley from Applause Theater and Cinema Books. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.